Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Text Number 6, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Bahavaha Lokapalanam Prayashaha Kshema Karmanam Bahavo Lokapalanam Prayasha Kshema Karmanam Bahavo Lokapalanam Prayasha Kshema Karmanam Ladies, Bahavaha Ams Lokapalanam. Of the governing deities of the planets, the demigods, prayashaha, almost always, kshema karmanam, of those who are leaders and protectors of the general mass. The Lord's arms are the productive fields for the great demigods and other leaders of the living entities who protect the general mass. Om Ajnana Timiran Hasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Srishtam Anum Api Shachiputramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Gajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tamatashri. Vandeham shri guru shri atav padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagarna raghunatan vitamtam sajivam sadvaitam savatutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tina Svaranya Vigna Vinashan Anaya Shri Hari Nijavan Chita Puran Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This important verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is corroborated and nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita as follows. Yadyat vibhuti mat sadvam Srimad urjitam evava tatareva vagachatvam mama tejaongsha sambhavam athava bahunaitena kingyatena tavarjuna vishtabhihaham idam kritsnam ekaongshena stito jagat. There are many powerful kings, leaders, learned scholars, scientists, artists, engineers, inventors, excavators, archaeologists, industrialists, politicians, economists, business magnates, and many more powerful deities or demigods like Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Surya, Varuna, and Marut, who are all protecting the interest of the universal affairs of maintenance in different positions, and all of them are different powerful parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is the father of all living entities who are placed in different high and low positions according to their desires or aspirations. Some of them, as particularly mentioned above, are specifically endowed with powers by the will of the Lord. A sane person must know for certain that a living being, however powerful he may be, is neither absolute nor independent. All living beings must accept the origin of their specific power as mentioned in this verse. And if they act accordingly, then simply by discharging their respective occupational duties, they can achieve the highest perfection of life, namely eternal life, complete knowledge, and inexhaustible blessings. As long as the powerful men of the world do not accept the origin of their respective powers, namely the personality of Godhead, the actions of Maya, illusion, will continue. The actions of Maya are such that a powerful person, misled by the illusory material energy, wrongly accepts himself as all in all and does not develop God consciousness. As such, the false sense of egoism, namely myself and mine, has become overly prominent in the world, and there is a hard struggle for existence in human society. The intelligent class of men, therefore, must admit the Lord as the ultimate source of all energies and thus pay tribute to the Lord for his good blessings. Simply by accepting the Lord as the supreme proprietor of everything, since he is actually so, one can achieve the highest perfection of life. Whatever a person may be in the estimation of the social order of things, if he tries to reciprocate a feeling of love toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is satisfied with the blessings of the Lord, he will at once feel the highest peace of mind for which he is hankering life after life. Peace of mind, or in other words, the healthy state of mind, can be achieved only when the mind is situated in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The parts and parcels of the Lord are endowed with specific powers for rendering service unto the Lord, just as a big business magnate's sons are empowered with specific powers of administration. The obedient son of the father never goes against the will of the father and therefore passes life very peacefully in concurrence with the head of the family, the father. Similarly, the Lord being the father, all living beings should fully and satisfactorily discharge the duty and will of the father as faithful sons. This very mentality will at once bring peace and prosperity to human society. Bahava lokapala nam prayasha kshema karmanam. The Lord's arms are the productive fields for the great demigods and other leaders of the living entities who protect the general mass. Srila Prabhupada introduces this verse in his purport. He introduces it as saying this is an important verse, which might seem surprising because we never hear Srila Prabhupada quote it, we never hear anyone else quoting it. Actually, all the verses are important. It's not that any are unimportant, but certainly some are quoted more and some are seen as more important for our understanding and meditating upon. Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, extracts the point that Krishna is the source of all greatness in the great. In the Gita, 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada quotes two verses, which in the Gita 10th chapter, Srila Prabhupada quotes two verses from the end of that chapter, which summarize the subject of that chapter, which is that all great things have their origin in Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada sees this as an important point that should be understood There are many great people in this world. Actually, there are no great people in this world. Only the devotees are great, but from the secular perspective, there are great people in the world. At the moment, right now, two of the greatest, well, one of the greatest people in the world, actually it was yesterday or the day before, Mr. Modi, Prime Minister of India, visited Joe Biden, President of America. So Modi's still in India, I believe. I don't know if he left yet or not. So these are great men of the world. Great, powerful men. But if you think what the world is, it's some little dot in the middle of a huge universe. And what is the greatness? Someone for a little time has some power. But yeah, they have vibhuti. They have some opulence that is endowed in them. Otherwise, no one has any opulence. Inherently, no one in the material world has any opulence. Everyone has the opposite. Everyone is bereft of their original opulence of Krishna consciousness. And everyone in this world is in a miserable position. But sometimes, by the grace of God, out of the unlimited numbers of jivas, some of them acquire some prominence. But that prominence we should know from this verse and Srila Prabhupada's purport is bestowed upon them by Krishna. That's the point. Otherwise, whatever opulence is there in the world, if we put the greatness of all the great people who have ever lived in America, and look back to the history, Washington, Jefferson, I'm not strong on American history, there must be some more names. Lincoln, yeah, he came a little later, is it? Lincoln, yeah, quite a bit. And then there's that Ulysses or something. Yeah, there, Custer, General Custer, great people. And then there was the one who went to the Arizona, the moon, right? The moon, right. Neil Armstrong. Wasn't he a singer also? There was a singer called Neil Armstrong. There may be. And there have been so many great people. Michael Jackson. Did I hear someone say Michael Jackson? Krishna Kesava is a Michael Jackson, okay. No, they're great people, no doubt. You might get very offended if you speak against Michael Jackson. I did so in a Sunday talk in a Brooklyn temple a few years ago, and someone became upset. Yeah, I became upset. What do you got against Michael Jackson? I'm just pointing out that he's just another conditioned soul, for all his greatness. So they get their greatness. It's the mercy of the Lord upon them, just like we were discussing about Christopher Columbus. He got his moment of glory. 1492, was it? He discovered America. He was already there. He discovered it. There are already people living there, but because only the white men count, so it wasn't really there until he discovered it. And Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned Christopher Columbus in his purport, that by the grace of God, he got the credit for discovering America. That's Krishna's grace upon him. Of course, the real grace was brought by Srila Prabhupada. He brought his divine grace. He brought the real grace of Krishna. But for materialistic people, they have desires for greatness. Some men are born great, some men achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. Who said that? Some American. Actually, some men are born great, but all men are born foolish. Omagyana timirandasya. The Prabhupada gave the translation, I was born in the darkness, in ignorance. Janmana jayate shudra. By birth, everyone is a shudra. Shudra means shochati iti shudra. Who laments is called a shudra. So the first thing a baby does is cry. So by very birth, one is a shudra. Sanskara bhavet dvija. By ceremony, one can become twice born. And so on. So the greatness, the feeling of greatness. I'm great. I am the greatest. Who said that? Muhammad Ali didn't say it. Cassius Clay said it. And he later became Muhammad Ali. When he converted to Islam, he publicly said that actually I was wrong to say I am the greatest because Allah is the greatest. So that was good. But he had the feeling, I am the greatest, because he was the best at punching people's heads in and not getting your own head punched in. That was his specialty, right? He knew, you don't know about that, but he knew how to avoid getting his own head punched in. Dance like a butterfly, sting like a bee. So he would dance like a butterfly so no one could punch his head in. So he was the greatest in the Olympic Games in Tokyo in 1964. He won a gold medal for the boxing championship. But we were just discussing how that's a lousy way of fighting, actually, because there are martial arts, and anyone who's good at martial arts can defeat this punching system. It's just like brawling in the streets, actually. But people feel some sense of achievement. So some gang leader, of course in America they don't do that. They don't have gangs brawling in the streets. They just pull out guns and shoot each other. But in England we're more civilized. When I was growing up, there were just gangs going around and they'd fight with their hands. Now it's knives. They became more sophisticated. So there's a sense, what am I talking about here? What's this got to do with Srimad Bhagavatam? Well, the point is that there's a sense of greatness. You see the head of a gang swaggering. There's a certain way they walk, like this. Something like this. Feeling of greatness. And they have some greatness. They rule over some area of town, they have a feeling of greatness. It's all bestowed by Krishna. And then they become a worm in stool. Because by exhibiting that greatness in a wrong way to exploit others, they become very sinful. Here we have in the verse, Prayasha Kshema Karamarnam. Prabhupada translates those who are leaders, of those who are leaders and protectors of the general mass. Mass here means the mass of people, not mass as in E equals MC squared. The protector of that kind of mass is Krishna, and that's the point of this section of the Bhagavatam. All matter, all that is moving and non-moving comes from Krishna. But the word here is kshema. So that means that which is required, that which is desirable. Kshema karmanam means those who perform activities for the welfare of others. That's what a leader of society is meant to be. There's still some semblance of that. At least it's spoken about, and some people believe it still. That one party is better than another party, political party. But it's widespread in the Western world at the present time that many people think that, well, these leaders, they're not acting for the benefit of the people or the country, it's just they're out for themselves. In India, it's practically open that the politicians are a bunch of thieves, literally. Literally, many of them are convicted criminals. Many of them have been to prison for crimes, and then they become the chief minister. And then I saw someone written somewhere that said, sometime during the last century, the politicians got in bed with, that means they got together with, organized crime. But actually, the politics is organized crime. But it's just not criminal because they make the laws. But here we see kshema karma anam. The leaders are meant to act for the good of all living beings, not only humans. There's so much discord in human society, especially here in America. The black-white question, or what about the yellows? Where do they fall in? Who's thinking about the yellows? The yellows means Chinese and Japanese and Koreans and Laotians and Capuchians and Thais and Malayans and all these kind of people. What about other species? Well, there is interest in other species. Environmentalism, save the planet, save the whale, save the bumblebees, save the fish. Actually, the leaders of society should be interested in protecting. Here, Srila Prabhupada translates, the general mass. As Srila Prabhupada points out elsewhere, the general mass, the citizens, means not only human beings. The Sanskrit word for citizen is praja. Yeah, okay, I'm giving the class. Praja means one who has taken birth. So it's not only humans who have taken birth, all living beings have taken birth in the land, so they should be protected. We see Srila Prabhupada, he didn't like that even trees should be cut down unnecessarily. That's why we find both in our Vrindavan ISKCON temple and our Bombay Juhu temple, there's a tree in the courtyard. Why? Why wasn't it cut down when the temple was being built? Because Srila Prabhupada said, actually in Bombay that's very nice, that Parijat tree gives nice flowers. They put the cloth at night during the season and the flowers fall down and then you pick it up and offer to Krishna. So these are real leaders. Srila Prabhupada also approved his disciples' suggestion that here in America that devotees, they form a political party and make propaganda that real leaders, the first thing, they should be of good character. That's gone practically in America, isn't it? All the presidents, now it's a norm that they're all divorced and remarried, at least once. Clinton wasn't, but then he wasn't of good character either. No, Obama, he's not divorced, right? No, he doesn't have any scandals. I mean, not sexual scandals. So, but it's just like, it wasn't an issue in the election that Biden's divorced and then Trump is divorced, maybe twice, I think, Trump. One of the two is a gross lecher in his behavior, but it's just, for many people, it's just not an issue. is just considered normal, which couldn't be previously. The new king of England, just crowned, he's divorced and remarried, but less than 100 years ago, great-grand-uncle, he had to abdicate the throne because he married a divorcee. He wasn't divorced himself, but he married a divorcee, and he said, well, you can't be the king of England. Okay, I'll stop being the king of England. So it's expected that leaders should have character. They should represent God. That was the whole idea. That was accepted all over the world. In Europe, the kings were supposed to be representatives of God. And there's actually a word for killing the king. It's called regicide. Because it's considered such a bad thing, because he's a representative of God. You can't do that. But when it was seen that they didn't represent God, and that's why monarchy was thrown out in Europe one by one, or in some places it came to constitutional monarchy, where the king has no power, because it was seen that the kings were not acting as representatives of God. They were seen to be grossly self-interested. And so they were thrown out one by one. I was in Thailand for some time. I never thought how the people thought of the king there. The king, the previous king, was very much loved and respected. But he couldn't be considered a representative of God, because in Buddhism, Thailand is a hardcore Buddhist country. It must be the most Buddhist country in the world. They don't have any God in Buddhism. So maybe they thought he's a representative of Indra, because they have in Buddhism, in traditional Buddhism, they have all the cosmology is taken, it's all Puranic cosmology. Because Buddha, he gave an idea, there's no Atma, there's no God, but he didn't deny the basic worldview of karma, heaven and hell, and all this kind of thing. So the point is that the leaders, they should represent God. And then they really have the blessings of God. Even we can say that the sinful leaders of mankind, they also have the blessings of God. And again, Christopher Columbus, he wasn't a saintly person. He's not famous for being a saintly person. But Srila Prabhupada writes that by the grace of the Lord, he was able to get the credit for discovering America. We find that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's stated that the Brahmins, when the Nawab Hussein Shah entered the assembly hall of Sanatana Goswami, the Brahmins who were there, everyone, they're mostly all Brahmins, they stood. Now here they're all Brahmins following their principles very purely. And here's a Muslim ruler who eats meat, performs atrocities, but they stood up representing him as he's a representative of God. So Brahmins, traditionally, they also respect Kshatriyas. It's supposed to be Kshatriyas respect Brahmanas, but Brahmanas also respect especially the one who is the king. It's understood that he's a representative of God. We find also that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when this Nawab was asking one of his ministers, this Keshava Chhatri, the name was given, that what do you think of this Chaitanya? He's coming toward my kingdom with a huge following of Hindus. So the Nawab was, what's going on? It's going to be an uprising, an insurgency. There's some fear was like that. Must have been. But Keshav Chhatri told him, you have nothing to fear. He's just a mendicant. He's a sadhu, holy man. And you can find out who he is yourself. Because you are a representative of God, you can look within your own heart and see and understand who he is. He's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Keshav Chachi was recognizing, as the king, you should be able to know, because you have the power of God within you. The problem again comes when the powerful people, they think, well, I'm a representative of God, therefore I can do whatever I like. Actually, who is God that he can do whatever he likes? But he acts for the benefit of others. That should be seen. He comes to this world for the benefit of the world. He doesn't come to harm the world. His intention is good. So this should be understood from this important verse. And Srila Prabhupada goes on to say that if one tries to, in this purport, tries to reciprocate a feeling of love toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is satisfied with the blessings of the Lord, he will at once feel the highest peace of mind, satisfied with the blessings of the Lord. So many people, they want more and more and more, and they may eventually get a high position as the blessing of the Lord. But whatever situation we have, we can see it as the blessing of the Lord. If you're in a body which is congenitally deformed, you can take it as the blessing of the Lord. I'm put in this situation due to my past activities, and God has put me in this situation for my benefit. He knows what's best for me. So in this situation, whatever it may be, I should go on chanting Hare Krishna. If people read these books, they will get this understanding by which they can live peacefully and happily in whatever situation they are in. Of course, some situations are extremely intense, and that seems to be becoming the norm in modern society. Everyone has a very intensely tense life. Just to live peacefully is unusual. So many people have serious family problems, and then poverty. We see in all the cities of America, homeless people living under bridges, no money. So many people have mental problems. So many people. It's a very bad time. It's Kali Yuga. We're really seeing the effects of Kali Yuga. The more we develop materially, the more we suffer. Srila Prabhupada gave this formula. So although all over the world people think that life in America must be wonderful because there are so many material facilities, but actually people are suffering more and more and more. And they can't find out why. They think, well, we voted for the wrong party, or it's all these corporations' fault. Now they blame it on the corporations, and the vegans blame it on the meat eaters, and there's always someone else's fault. But the aim of life, a misconceived aim of life, no one knows. Neither the leaders know, nor the followers know, and no one knows what the proper aim of life is. Therefore, we should distribute these books. At least people have the opportunity to know. And go on Harinam Sankirtan, so people get some idea of you can live happily. Why are these people so happy? They're not drunk. They're not rich. You go on Harinam Sankirtan, and that will purify the consciousness by hearing again and again and again, and seeing and thinking about Krishna this way. And then people start thinking, what's up with them? They're so happy. What's wrong with them? It was very common in the early days of this movement that people thought we were on drugs. We're doing Harinam Sankirtan because young people of our age, many were hippies, and so it was thought they must be on drugs to sing and dance and look so happy. But it'll give people some idea. There is another way to live. You can get in touch with the source of actual happiness very easily by chanting Hare Krishna. Devotees also become happy. In the last few days, it seems the morning kirtans have been more ecstatic. Is that right? That's because you're going out on Harinam Sankirtan. You're getting reciprocation from Krishna, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By spreading the holy name, you get more mercy. So let people know. Give them books, let them hear the holy name. People have no idea what we're talking about. I'm giving a very simple philosophical talk here from the devotee's point of view. But the average person, if they hear such a talk, they don't know what we're talking about. It's just beyond them. So they need to know this. They don't know. Lokasya janato vidvangs chakre sattvata sanghitam. By performing devotional service, by hearing about Krishna from Bhagavatam, one will become free from all misery. One will become completely happy and Krishna conscious. People don't know. So Vyasadeva made the Bhagavatam. So we should distribute it, and what the Bhagavatam says, to chant Hare Krishna, we should chant Hare Krishna. People will hear, they'll become purified. They may not, if we say you'll become purified, they won't believe it. First of all, they don't think there's any such thing as purification. What do you mean purification? What do you mean purification? What's wrong with being lusty and greedy and angry and... What's wrong? That's normal. If you're not lusty, and there's something wrong with you, right? What's wrong with you? You're impotent? You're not having sex like a monkey? You must be impotent. Something wrong with you. See, you couldn't have sex, so you became a Hare Krishna. No, they don't know. They have no idea. The whole concept of becoming purified, purifying the consciousness, they have no idea. And it just doesn't ring a bell with them whatsoever. They're so far away from all this. But they can come up. We all came up. Everyone else can come up. So practically the duty of protecting the people has fallen to the devotees. Who else is going to do it? The politicians aren't going to do it. Protect, we can't protect in the way that a politician can. But we can... We can help them in their human life. We can help them. We can give them the knowledge and the guidance which no one else is giving. We can do it, so we should do it. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo. Tante nithaya chirakang padayane patya kripa chakaku shatam etara amravi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat goranga chandra charne guru dhanu ragara parivada tu jano yathata dhava nanumukaru navayam vicharyama hari rasa madhira madhati madha buvivinu dhamma na dhamma nirvishma. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj ki jai.